Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the music of an exciting young trumpeter from the 1940s whose life was tragically cut short. It's the incomplete Sonny Berman, coming up next on Nightlights.
I hope a certain great composer named Igor Stravinsky is listening, because Red Norvo and Eight of Us Woodchoppers have just christened our newest original. Uh-huh. You guessed it. Igor.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Sonny Berman heard soloing on his own composition BMT Face in 1946, and before that briefly on Igor with Woody Herman's Woodchoppers, both from the CD Woodchoppers Holiday. We're playing the recordings of trumpeter Sonny Berman on this edition of Nightlights. Berman, who died at the age of 21, made his most significant recordings with bandleader Woody Herman, who called him one of the warmest soloists I ever had. His sound was harmonically adventurous and both humorous and lyrical, wide-ranging in its ability to evoke emotion. And writer Harvey Pekar has noted its connection to Jewish religious music as well. Sonny Berman was born in New Haven, Connecticut in 1925. He took up the trumpet after his older trumpet-playing brother Lewis died in a diving accident. Lewis had been highly regarded by local musicians, and Sonny later said, "He didn't live, so I had to play." It quickly became obvious that Sonny was a highly talented musical artist as well, and in the early 1940s, while still in his teens, he played with the big bands of Louis Prima, Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, and Georgie Auld. We'll hear two of Berman's solos now from recordings that he made with Auld, starting off with Short Circuit on Nightlights. Thank you. trumpeter Sonny Berman with Georgie Auld's Big Band, soloing on Taps Miller from the CD Georgie Auld 1940-1945. And before that, Berman soloing on Short Circuit, both of those recorded in 1944, Short Circuit from the Georgie Auld CD Jump Georgie Jump. Sonny Berman joined the Woody Herman Big Band in early 1945. This was Herman's legendary first herd, full of stellar musicians such as Flip Phillips, Bill Harris, and Ralph Burns, a lively, talented orchestra that seemed to be a perfect fit for Berman. His nickname in the band was BMT Face, for the alleged resemblance of his squarish face to the front of a subway train. Colleagues would later remember him as a funny and compelling storyteller, and he participated in some of the band's crazy stunts, including an infamous incident in which members threw a dummy out of a 15th floor hotel window. But it was Berman's musical gifts and ideas that stood out immediately, such as his penchant for bitonality. We'll hear an example of it in this, one of his most famous solos with the Herman Big Band, Your Father's Mustache on Nightlights.
Everybody knew but me. You were longing to be free. I thought that I was in clover, but my dreams were over. Everybody knew but me. We were in a minor key. we were bound to disagree. And everybody saw the things that I was too much in love to see. You were getting through, and everybody knew but me. Everybody knew but me. We were bound to disagree. And everybody saw the things that I was too much in love to see. You were getting through, and everybody knew but me.
Woody Herman and Sidewalks of Cuba, recorded in 1946, with trumpeter Sonny Berman doing a solo that quoted Flight of the Bumblebee. Before that, we heard the Herman Orchestra doing Everybody Knew But Me and Your Father's Mustache, with all trumpet solos by Sonny Berman. In addition to the many recordings that Berman made with Woody Herman's big band in 1945 and 1946, he also appeared on several of the small group sides that Herman put out under the name of the Woodchoppers. One such recording, Pam, gives us a great example of Berman's ballad playing style. We'll hear it now, along with a V-disc of the full Herman Orchestra playing Don't Worry About That Mule, both selections featuring Sonny Berman on trumpet on Nightlights.
This is Woody Herman, and now that the shooting's all over, the guys and myself would like to shoot a V-disc or two your way. And here we go with a little ditty called Don't Worry About That Mule. I hope you like it. About the mule going blind, you just hold to that line. Don't worry about the cow being poor, drink all the milk and ask for more. Don't worry about that mule, 'cause he ain't going blind. Don't worry about that mule, baby, just hold to that line. Don't worry about that mule, 'cause you know he ain't no fool. Don't worry about that mule. Mama! take you through. Some flying high, some flying low. Somebody's got to go. I know that you know that he knows that she knows. Mama, you gotta take your time. Don't worry about that mule. He ain't going blind. Don't worry about that mule. Baby, just hold it in line. The mule going blind, you just hold to that line. Don't worry about the cow being poor, just drink all the milk and ask for more. Drink, 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 drink. Seven up.
A 1945 V-disc recording of Woody Herman doing Don't Worry About That Mule, featuring Sonny Berman on trumpet from Woody Herman, the V-disc years, volumes 1 and 2 on the Hep label. Before that, we heard Berman with Woody Herman's Woodchoppers soloing on Pam, a recording made in 1946 from the complete Columbia recordings of Woody Herman, 1945 through 1947 on the Mosaic label. We'll have more music from trumpeter Sonny Berman in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Incomplete Sonny Berman on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We're playing the music of trumpeter Sonny Berman on this edition of Nightlights. You can hear many previous Nightlights broadcasts in the archive section of our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Sonny Berman was a talented musician barely into his 20s when he began to make his reputation with solos that he performed in Woody Herman's First Herd and with Herman's smaller Woodchopper unit. He appeared on a number of other small group recordings as well with fellow Herman musicians such as Bill Harris, Ralph Burns, and future member Serge Shaloff. We'll hear some of them in this next set, starting off with Sonny Berman's Big Eight doing Curbstone Shuffle on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Trumpeter Sonny Berman heard in October of 1946 on Ralph Burns' Introspection from the Jazz Scene. Before that, two small group recordings made with Burns, saxophonist Serge Shaloff, and trombonist Bill Harris, Woodchopper's Holiday and Curbstone Shuffle from the CD We the People Bop. Part of what made Sonny Berman stand out, even at such a young age, was his ability to absorb without simply imitating the influence of his era's major figures on trumpet, Louis Armstrong, Roy Eldridge, and Dizzy Gillespie. Crosby, artistic personalities who cast an overpowering spell on many of Berman's contemporaries. We're going to hear Sonny Berman's last studio recording with the full Herman Band now, a song from the Disney movie Song of the South that, whatever its dubious lyrics, gives Berman another chance to showcase his trumpet sound, Woody Herman doing Uncle Remus Said on Nightlights.
Uncle Remus,
tell us how the animals got that way.
The leopard's pappy got the gout from eating too much speckled trout. His mammy dreamed of polka dots. That's how the leopard got his spots.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. From speckled trout and polka dots.
That's how the leopard got his spots. Brother Turtle and Brother Hare, they ran a race and I was there. The hare dropped in at Barney's place. That's how the turtle won the race.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. The hare dropped in at Barney's place, and that's how the turtle won the race.
Piggy saw his monkey friend a swinging from the other end. He tried the same thing on a rail. That's why the pig's got a curly tail.
That's what Uncle Remus said. That's what Uncle Remus said. He tried the same thing on a rail. That's why he's got a curly tail.
Ooh. The wolf employs a clever trick. He whistles when he sees a chick. The chick conceals her curly locks. That's why she wears a silver fox. That's what Uncle Remus said.
Sonny Berman's arrangement of Someday Sweetheart, recorded by Woody Herman and his Woodchoppers in October of 1946, one of Berman's last recorded trumpet solos from the Woody Herman 1945 through 1947 Columbia Mosaic set. Before that, Berman soloing on Uncle Remus Said, also from the Herman Columbia Mosaic. In late 1946, Sonny Berman handed in his notice to Woody Herman, who was on the verge of disbanding his orchestra anyway. The young trumpeter was treated for some health problems, got engaged to his longtime girlfriend, and began to prepare for a tour with some other members of the now-defunct Herman Big Band. On the night of January 16, 1947, he went to fellow musician John Carisi's apartment for a jam session. During the evening, Berman injected some kind of drug, long rumored to be heroin, but possibly crushed up pills instead, and was killed by an air bubble that caused a heart attack. He was 21 years old, and his death, the first of several to befall young, talented jazz musicians, shocked his friends and fellow artists. His roommate Neil Hefti said that he never used drugs again as a result. Barry Ulanov eulogized Berman in Metronome, saying, "Anyone who heard the Herman Band in person will remember Sonny's solos, those long cadences and flattened notes piercing the wildest up-tempo jazz with such lovely poignancy. There was always something poignant about Sonny, no matter what he was playing or saying, in his role as Yiddish dialectician or knocking everything down before him in his determined pratfalls. Sonny was sad with a meaning, sorrowful on his horn, touching as a person. In many ways, his was the laugh, clown, laugh story, but where Pagliacci is just an adventure, Sonny's short life was a tragedy." Sonny Berman in Nocturne on Nightlights.
Thank you.
We close the trumpeter Sonny Berman performing Nocturne from the CD We the People Bop. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Michael McGurr. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights broadcast and view playlist on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.